One of the most hallowed sites of Alabama's civil rights movement is in danger of vanishing. The A.G. Gaston Motel was a staging point for Martin Luther King Jr., Fred Shuttlesworth, and Ralph Abernathy's equality efforts in Birmingham. APR's Mackenzie Bates takes a look at the history of the Gaston Motel and the effort to keep this landmark around for future generations.
A no trespassing sign hangs on a locked gate at Birmingham's A.G. Gaston Motel. The windows of every room are boarded up. There's been plenty of vacancies, but not the kind you would want for almost 30 years. But all of that is about to change.
We help people protect, enjoy, and enhance places that matter to them.
That's Brent Leggs, a senior field officer for the National Trust for Historic Preservation. The group has placed the Gaston Motel on its list of America's 11 most endangered historic places. Legg says it deserves it.
The Gaston Motel embodies the perseverance, resilience, and altruism of political activists such as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Reverend Shuttlesworth, and Reverend Abernathy, and the blood, sweat, and tears of countless unnamed heroes who changed the soul of our nation.
Specifically, the Gaston has to be considered nationally significant. There had to be a sense of urgency to remove an immediate action or threat to the building. In addition to being named to the endangered list, the NTHP designated the Gaston as a national treasure. Around the block on 16th Street is the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute. I needed to dig a little deeper about the significance of the Gaston Motel and its namesake, A.G. Gaston.
His motto was find a need and fill it, and that's what he did. And so anywhere there was something lacking in the black community in Birmingham, he created it.
Ahmad Ward is the head of education and exhibition at the Institute. He says A.G. Gaston was one of the first black millionaires in the country. He created an insurance company and the first African-American hotel in Birmingham. Ward recalls meetings between Dr. King and Reverend Shuttlesworth and Abernathy, who often met at the Gaston.
I can't imagine the conversations that are going on there. I was fortunate enough to be able to spend a little bit of time with Fred Shuttlesworth before he passed. And he would talk about some of the meetings they had over there at the Gaston and in town. And it's a very important part of Birmingham's history. And so the designation is amazing. And it's well-deserved and overdue.
King and the other civil rights icons coordinated efforts to help African Americans gain civil rights throughout the South and the country. It was in the Gaston's war room that the movement's top leaders made plans for the Birmingham protests and the marches from Selma to Montgomery and Washington. But here it sits, a shell of what once was the focal point of the civil rights movement.
I call it a big eyesore.
Birmingham Mayor William Bell has worked tirelessly on getting funding to restore the Gaston Motel. With the placement on the NTHP Most Endangered Historic Places, Bell feels like the hard work has paid off.
This facility will be protected for generations to come. It also gave us encouragement that we were on the right track with the renovation efforts that we're putting forward to really make it a facility that can attract tourism and economic dollars to the community itself.
The Gaston has seen its share of ups and downs. As part of the historic black district in Birmingham, it was the target of a bombing in May of 1963. Members of the Ku Klux Klan took responsibility of the attack, injuring a handful of people.
There must be no repetition of last night's incidents by any group.
President John F. Kennedy.
This government will do whatever must be done to preserve order, to protect the lives of its citizens, and to uphold the law of the land.
Mayor Bell says the history of the Gaston should be preserved.
We feel that it's not only structurally a facility that needs to be saved, but from a standpoint, it tells the story or another piece of the story about the civil rights movement here in Birmingham, Alabama.
The Gaston is not the first site in Alabama to have a spot on the Endangered Historic Places list.
Arlo! Come on here, on the horse to me.
Fort Gaines in Alabama, a pivotal position in the Battle of Mobile Bay 150 years ago, made the list in 2011. Tourists visit Fort Gaines to watch blacksmith demonstrations or cannons being fired, but being named an endangered site hasn't led to any money from Washington to help restore it. Sherry Kane is the interim director of the Dolphin Island Park and Beach Board.
You're hoping you're opening doors, but unfortunately, I guess with, you know, so many things that are needed in this country and there's so many historic places that you kind of get overlooked. We just put a Band-Aid on it and keep going and hope tomorrow's a better day and maybe we'll get something.
Back at the Gaston, the designation will advance Birmingham's $10 million plan to restore it. The property will be redesigned into a museum and public policy center. It will be called the Freedom Center. Mayor Bell says the city is looking for 1960s-style furniture to create the feel of when the civil rights leaders stayed there. He expects the project to be completed in the next 18 months. For APR News, I'm Mackenzie Bates at the A.G. Gaston Motel in Birmingham.